This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The man most recently disgraced for abusing women also ignored credible allegations of abortions arranged for 13-year-old victims of sex trafficking. New York's Attorney General resigned because strong women spoke out against him. Perhaps a greater scandal relates to those who cannot speak out. Even though the allegations of those sex trade abortions related to Planned Parenthood, former CEO Cecile Richards says in a new interview that it is pro-life advocates who break the law and lie, cheat, steal, deceive. In a similar vein, that the most vulnerable are the most unable to speak out, another Catholic bishop is reminding Irish voters that if they accept abortion for the unborn, Ireland risks becoming equally insensitive to the frail and elderly. The big vote to reject or retain Pro-Life Amendment 8 is May 25th. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, abortion activists throwing their weight around are demanding that Google remove pregnancy support centers from internet web search results. Operation Rescue is following another botched abortion that may be another fatality from the clinics of Leroy Carhart. And Webb County, Texas, once had over 1,000 abortions annually. They are now being touted as being abortion-free with no local abortion providers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.